It is Saturday, April 15th, 2017. Tomorrow is Easter, so happy Easter to everyone. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me on RBN. And, of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. And I hope that you might consider donating to the network. You may do that in one of three ways. You can call 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. In order to see the guest lineup for this particular program, please visit spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left, select the year, the month, and the day, and you can see links to the programs and to other interesting information about each particular guest. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for articles regarding Sandy Hook, psych drugs, and related topics. Consider subscribing to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs. And of course, RBN also has audio files, as well as Woolies Blogspot, and that's woolliesblog.blogspot.com. Alrighty, if you have questions or comments, you may send those along to comment at spingola.com. Spingola.email. Remember that I did change it to spingola.emails because I was getting hacked. And so my good friend fixed me up with an email address and a server that is not hackable. Anyway, please join others in the chat room by clicking the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. My guest the first 2 hours today is Janice Barcello, and her websites are birthofanewearth.com, and she's got a blog, and that is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. She is the author of a wonderful book called Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth and the Hijacking of Human Love. Welcome to the program, Janice.
Thanks so much, Deanna. Good to be back with you for another 2 hours, and I'm looking forward to our talk today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I always look forward to our visits. They're always traumatic for me. I think they're probably traumatic for everybody. And because you present a lot of information that many people aren't aware of, and you bring out things, well, I'm speaking from a you bring out things that I thought, oh my gosh, is that why I feel this way, or is that why this happened or that happened? But I think that you have appealed to so many people, and I really appreciate you being on the program.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's good that you start the conversation with this so that I can apologize up front for causing trauma just by telling the truth about what's happening. Of course, we're all traumatized at the core level by what's happened to us, but somehow speaking about it reactivates that trauma and finally and at last brings it to consciousness and allows for the healing to occur. We have to have this understanding of what's going on so that we can heal, because without the understanding, I feel like most of this stuff remains repressed and causes all manner of issues in our lives. So it's very helpful to bring the truth to the surface so that we can all begin to heal. But again, the truth is painful, and I apologize up front for any pain that gets caused because of what is shared today. It's never my intention to cause pain, but I haven't found a way to tell these truths without people experiencing pain.
Wow. Well, it's best to get it out in the open. I mean, truth is very often painful, any kind of truth, because people don't like to be misled or to be fooled, and we've all experienced that. We don't like to be lied to. So when we understand that we have been lied to yet again, it's just, I'm typing typing a note to somebody here. I'm trying to do, multitasking, and sometimes it's kind of hard, especially with one hand. I'm still one-handed, but
I'm
doing
also
better.
Multitasking, trying to let people on Facebook know I'm on the air with you right now.
Oh, yes, we all do that multitasking, don't we? Yes, indeed. So, anyway, yeah, people don't like to be lied to. And I was talking with somebody this morning, a relative this morning, talking about our aunt and the situation that she's going through right now. And, I mean, you really have to be aware of what authority figures tell you, because they have ulterior motives, they have ulterior objectives, and the whole idea of allopathic medicine is for profit. And so when you're looking at whether you're talking about having a child, which was something that, I mean, it isn't an illness, it isn't a medical situation, it is a natural, should be a natural process, it should be something that doesn't cause us trauma, that doesn't cause us added problems for either the mother or the child later on, or then. I mean, it's just a natural thing.
Well, it should be a natural thing, Deanna. Although we have people who are orchestrating our lives, you know, from conception on. They're even orchestrating the way people are having sex. And I just did a talk about this about a year ago at the Free Your Mind. At the Free Your Mind 4 conference. So what they've done is, you know, engaged in a huge amount of social engineering by manipulating our social attitudes and our sexual behavior. And so children are basically being conceived in trauma. And this serves the masters well. You know, I hate to call them masters, but for lack of a better word, they're demonic forces who have an intention to control us toward their own ends. That about sums it up in a nutshell. And to make as much money as they can off of us while we are in our bodies, even if it means torturing us the entire time that we're in our bodies and making us deathly ill. So we've got these forces on our planet that are controlling us beyond any recognition, you know, that most people have of being controlled. But from the get-go, from the moment of conception, we are altered. And we're altered because of the way our parents are having sex and because of the lack of consciousness that the parents are bringing to the conception itself. So basically, most children are conceived as a side effect of fleshy gratification. People are bringing their bodies together because they want to get off. I'm going to be very, very blunt. And we've been told that this is very beneficial for us to have as much sex as possible and as much sexual pleasure, and that the Creator really wants it that way. And that's why He made sex so pleasurable for us, because we should have pleasure, 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 and pleasure, physical pleasure is really what it's all about. But the fact is, children are being conceived very often through pornographic influence. So sometimes the parents will actually have pornography in the bedroom while they're conceiving a child. They're not planning to conceive the child, obviously, but in walks a child through this pornographic influence. Or the mother, usually the father, will have pornographic images in his mind. And As I talked about at the Free Your Mind conference, and I showed slides, there are demonic forces at work in pornography. In fact, the people who make the porn are doing rituals on the set before they film the pornography films, right? And the rituals are designed to bring demons into the space and demons into the film so that these demons will be unleashed in the people's lives. Whoever watches these films, these videos, on the internet, is opening a gateway for demonic influence in their lives. And here come the kids, right? There's babies being conceived as people are involved in pornography or thinking about incubi or succubi that they saw in the pornographic films. All right, so conception is completely altered because we are engaged in such vulgar and disgusting expressions of sexuality, and children are being conceived in this vulgar way. And then as soon as they get into the womb, you know, we're going for what's called prenatal care. And this is also controlled by the very same forces. And I'm going to be right up front and say this is all Jewish. Every aspect, from the pornography industry to the medical industry, all of this is being controlled by Luciferian Jews. Every bit of it. And this may put people off and say, oh, I'm an anti-Semite, I'm this, I'm that. No. I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to expose the forces that are doing this to us and to expose exactly what they are doing and how this is influencing our lives and how it is destroying our families and our children. It is destroying the lives of our children. And so for those who are listening, if you are having trouble bonding with your children, if your children hate your guts, as you're growing up, if your relationships have been breaking down, you know, you can't experience authentic or enduring human love, you're addicted to pornography, well, stay tuned, folks, because you're going to want to understand what's caused this in your life. You're going to want to understand who's behind it.
Well, I think that anybody that really studies our culture will understand that ownership of Hollywood is under the control of the tribe, as you said, and the making of movies and the making of TV programs is all under that control, Talmudic control. And so it isn't anti-Semitism. It's I always call it anti-Talmudic. But you're right. And, you know, people say, oh, it's a liberal establishment. Well, who's in control of the liberal establishment? I mean, people really need to look at the truth and understand where it's coming from and why. That's a big question. Why? Why are they trying? Why are they doing this?
Well, because they are serving Lucifer.
Okay. Yes, you said
well, I'm
that.
I'm not kidding when I call them Luciferian forces. What does that mean? If people understand the story of Lucifer, who was an angel that loved, you know, that God really loved, and he had a special place in God's creation, but he got really uppity and pompous and said, I don't think, you know, that you're any better than me, God. I'm just as good as you are. I'm going to be a God in my own right. And there were many other angels that agreed with Lucifer and said, we're not going to accept the creator as the creator, as the ultimate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rebel. It's a rebellion, basically, against the creator. It's a hatred of the creator. And therefore, when these beings incarnate here, which they all too often do through the Jewish bloodlines, because Judaism itself is a Luciferian cult. I'm going to be interviewing Tex Mars on my show this coming Thursday I'm doing the interview, and he's written a book called The Holy Serpent of the Jews, and goes into it's been banned on Amazon, by the way. It's one of the many books that were recently banned. But what he does is he exposes the worship of the serpent, the worship of Satan / Lucifer by the Jews, and the fact that Judaism is a Luciferian sex cult. That's exactly what it is, and that's why they're engaged in, you know, mutilating baby penises and sucking blood.
Yikes.
I mean, they're even eating foreskins. Eat the foreskins, you know, because some of these women think if they eat the foreskins that that will make them pregnant and that they'll have a baby boy. So we're dealing with a cult that's deeply involved in horrific things like human and animal sacrifice. I mean, I don't know if you know this, Deanna, but in September of 2015, there were 50,000 chickens sacrificed on the streets of Brooklyn in New York by the Jews, who were doing a ritual called Caparo, where they swing the chickens over their heads, and they think that they could put their evil deeds into the chickens, and then they'll have a good life. So it's sorcery. Everything that they're doing is sorcery. Everything in the medical system is sorcery. It's all sorcery. But this has Jewish
This was, and when was this, and why didn't we hear about it?
Well, if you Google it, if you Google 50,000 chickens sacrificed in New York City, you'll get the information. I have friends that attended this who are animal rights activists and videotaped that the streets of Brooklyn were running red with blood. This is how sick.
Oh my gosh.
This is legal in New York because New York is totally controlled by Jews at this point. We call it the judicial system for a reason, and we call it education for a reason, because the influence that this whole culture is under is this satanic Jewish influence. And let me say this just from the get-go, that people are going to say, well, do you make a distinction between this Jew and this Jew and blah, blah, blah? Okay, so here's what I want to say. All Jews are born into this satanic cult. Every one that identifies themselves as a Jew and has Jewish blood is born into this Luciferian sex and death cult, all right? Not all Jews participate in the satanic elements of the cult, or they participate in the satanic elements to varying degrees, because almost all of them are involved in attacking infants and cutting up baby penises, almost all of them. This is a satanic ritual when you take an infant and genitally torture them and alter them for life. You are participating in a satanic ritual. It's a bloodletting, it's a blood ritual. And some of them suck the blood off the penis.
Oh, yikes. I mean, I think I've done some programs with some people, some gentlemen who have talked about that torturous act, that without anesthetic. They do this without anesthetic, which has to be the most traumatizing thing that a young male infant could possibly experience. I mean, I can't imagine it. I just... But these chickens, I'm still stuck on the chickens. Why didn't we hear about this? Why didn't somebody scream? I mean...
Well, people did scream, and we don't hear about it because who controls the
media? Oh, yes, yes.
Who controls the news?
Yes.
People did scream. Animal rights activists were up in arms. This is how I heard about it. Because, I get emails from these animal rights people, so I learned about it. But you can Google it, and you'll see this actually happened. And you know, there were two rituals just this year so far this year in Israel of animal sacrifice. One guy decided he had just been appointed some.
We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Okay,
be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest first 2 hours is Janice Barcello. Janice Barcello, and her website is birthofanewearth.com. She's also got a blog, and that is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And I'm still thinking about these chickens, and which reminded me of what Purdue, I was reading a book recently by the late Victor Thorne about how Purdue was using chickens to smuggle drugs, and in conjunction with Hillary and Bill out of Georgia. And I'm thinking, this total disrespect for animals, and it just makes me sick.
Disrespect for everything that is good and beautiful, and a desire to attack it and destroy it. You know, there's an energy that we're dealing with that runs through, particularly through Jewish bloodlines. I mean, it runs through more than Jews, but the Jews are obviously a susceptible bunch because they are born into a Luciferian cult, and they have opened the doorways to this very evil force. I mean, you know, there was, you know who Gilad Atzmon is? And I do want to talk about the animal sacrifice.
Yes, I know him. In fact, I have interviewed him. It's been quite a while.
But he just wrote an article revealing the fact that all the people that were involved in the first weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear power, they're all Jews.
Oh, right. When you look at the history of the Manhattan Project and who was you know, developing the bombs and all that stuff. You're right.
I know I'm right. And if people are willing to research this, then they'll see for themselves. But I was going to say that the this year there was a man, I'm going to go to my blog right now, who was appointed minister, an Israeli minister. Okay. And he decided it would be a good idea to slaughter 68 sheep in honor of his appointment. And so the slaughtering was scheduled for, let's see, I blogged about this on February the 10th of 2017. So sometime around that, this information is on my blog at birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And then on March the 29th, another article came through about a Passover sacrifice near the Western Wall. So they're going to be did more animal sacrifice around Passover. And so I want people to understand that this is, even kosher slaughter is the most torturous.
Yes.
And the draining of the blood, it is the most cruel and slow kill so that they can harvest the souls for the demonic realm. We have to understand how evil this is. And we have to, if people are born into this cult, the urgency is to separate yourself from the cult and expose it. Just like every other survivor of satanic ritual abuse, okay, who has a conscience and wants to heal from their past and align themselves with the good, they have to separate themselves from the cult. And they have to expose what the cult is doing. And this opens the doorway for them to move out of the demonic realms and into the realms of the good, into the realm of love. So it's urgently necessary because for the Jewish people to understand this, especially because the Jews have been kicked out of 109, well, I think it's 84 or 89 countries, and some more than once.
Right.
So it's a total of 109 times in just the last few hundred years. And the reason for this is not because non-Jews are, you know, just haters, you know, unethical haters that have no reason to hate. They just hate because they hate. This is not the case. I mean, the reason that they're being expelled over and over again is because of what they're doing.
Right. Okay, so it's not the countries. I mean, you could say, well, gosh, those people are just awful and they're kicking these poor victims out and what a shame and how terrible. That's not the case at all, right?
That's right.
Okay, we have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Our guest first 2 hours is Janice Barcello, and gosh, we're talking about some very dramatic things today. We're not even a half hour into the program, and already I'm experiencing trauma just from listening to slaughtering sheep. And I mean, I knew about their manner of, you know, the slaughter, but just thinking about it, I mean, it is so cruel. I love animals. All animals, and I believe that we're here to protect them, not to torture them. I can't. That is so cruel. Nothing could be crueler than to torture a defenseless animal.
Well, you know, one of the most important things right now is for people to wake up, because we've been under a hypnotic spell. We've been under sorcery, basically, that has kept us in a state of not seeing the obvious. So, and this goes for Christians as well, because if you look in the Bible, I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from Leviticus 4:29. And it says this: the priest is to place his hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it. Then the priest is to take some of the blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, and the priest shall then burn the victim on the altar as an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
Ugh.
And in this way, we'll make atonement for the people of Israel, and their sins will be forgiven. So here we have a satanic religion and the worship of a satanic god that requires animal sacrifice, that finds the scent of burning, murdered, slaughtered, tortured animals pleasing. It's pleasing to the Lord. All right, this same psychopathic entity commands, for the Jewish people at least, to cut off the most sensitive part of their infant son's penis at birth. This has also spread into mainstream culture in the United States because of the Jewish takeover of the medical system. But Christians also, all right, are worshiping this God. Even though they pay more attention to Jesus, they're worshiping the same God. And so it's no coincidence that when Christians go to Mass, they are symbolically drinking blood and eating body parts of a sacrificed man.
Oh.
This is a satanic ritual. And, you know, there's a difference between literally doing it, which is what the Jewish faith is involved in, or symbolically doing it, which is what the Christians are involved in. But no matter which way you turn it, it's a satanic ritual. And so we've got almost the entire planet involved in the worship of Satan / Lucifer, and calling that that entity, I won't even call him a deity, calling that entity God. And then wondering, why do I have such a difficult life?
Exactly.
What could possibly be wrong, you know? Why is God so mean to me? Well, because, number one, that's not God. We're being conditioned to worship a God that's not the creator. And that is basically the adversary of the creator and the antithesis of the creator. The creator is extremely loving and kind and good, and has given us everything right from the start. Okay, this world, our planet, is filled with so much beauty and abundance, right? We think, you know, if you just think about planting a tomato seed, for example, how many tomato plants are going to grow with how many tomatoes? With
right.
How many more seeds? This is the mathematics of the Creator, which is completely, you know, generous and giving, and wants everybody to be pleased and happy and living a life of joy in a world of pristine beauty and cleanliness that provides everything for them. All right, but we are caught in a satanic web, and the technological world is part of that satanic web. It is designed to destroy what is good and beautiful. Right, it's like the technological world has been superimposed over the Creator's design.
How true.
It's very true. And everything about the technological world is designed to poison things and to make us separate from God's creation.
Exactly.
Everything separate us. They separate us from who we are and our place in creation. But this is all part of, nobody ever said Lucifer was stupid.
Right.
That's not the case. And the entities that work for him are not stupid either. They have a diabolical intelligence that's bent on destruction. And they just take great delight in mutating and poisoning and destroying everything that's good and beautiful, because this is part of their rebellion. And part of their rebellion includes things like homosexuality and transgenderism, because the Creator's design is all about man and woman in a co-creative effort, creating happy families and happy children in purity.
Wow.
And turn it on its head so that it's no longer about that. Right? It's no longer about man and woman. In fact, if you're born with a penis, let's just raise you to be a girl. This is what the Luciferians do.
Sure.
I'm not kidding. Did you ever read Kurth Barker's work?
No.
All right, Kurth Barker is a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. And he has written a number of books that expose he was being reared, you know, conditioned to be part of a satanic cult, also born into a Jewish bloodline. No surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
In this cult, he was being conditioned to be Kathy. So whenever he was with members of the cult, he had to dress as a girl, act as a girl, sexually service the adults while he was dressed as a girl. And
wow.
This is part of what they do to break the child's core identity and to get them to cooperate with the Luciferian agenda, right? We have to cause dissociation in children and bring in alter personalities that will be in service to the Luciferian agenda. And
well,
so many children that are born into these bloodlines are raised to be the opposite of what they are.
Right. I've interviewed David Schurter and read his book, and which is also very traumatizing to understand what is going on here. Somebody posted something in the chat room that I thought was very interesting, and it's about Farrah Fawcett died as a result of, well, she had cancer, and it is suggested that she got cancer because of anal sex. I hate to bring it up, but I mean, as long as we're talking about it, and they talk about it in this article in the Chicago Tribune, and I think that that this is something that is being promoted among younger people, or anybody is being promoted, because I hate to bring it up, but it was brought up in the chat room, and the article also talked about the HPV -16 virus. One of the strains that the Gardasil vaccine protects against, supposedly. And apparently 73% of the patients tested positive for that strain that had been participating in anal sex. But anyway.
Well, I think this is a very important thing to discuss. And this is also something that people can find. I have a DVD series on the topic of the manipulation of sexuality, pornography, and the manipulation of sexuality. And in that DVD set, there's information about sodomy that comes from an insider. And I just want to read you his words. You know, we know that sodomy is absolutely promoted in pornography. But if we understand what the real agenda is behind sodomy, and I'm just going to say it in my own words first before I read you his words, okay? When you create a male and a female, and you've designed this beautiful program, this beautiful life-creating program that is designed to be based in love, then the male organ is designed to merge with the female body or the penis to go into the vagina at a very, you know, physical level. This is the creator's design. Now, when you say to the creator, up yours, I don't give a shit about your life-creating program. All I want is pleasure. And so I'm going to take this amazing organ called the penis that is designed to bring forth love and life, and I'm going to put it where excrement comes out. And now I have said to the creator, up yours.
Right.
In the most disgusting and outrageously vulgar way. Okay, now let's go even deeper, okay, into what the Luciferians are thinking with respect to sodomy. And I'm going to, if you'll let me read this through, it'll probably take me less than 5 minutes. These
sure.
are very, very important things for people to hear from an insider. His name is Marion Knox. He says, sodomy is the foundation of the satanic order. It is called the Key of David by the Rothschild Illuminati. Sodomy is Satan's sex, or Satan's new birth of the child. The Illuminati is Lucifer's church, the mystical body of Satan. Sodomy is like being born again. The initiation into the light of Lucifer is achieved by sodomy of a three-year-old.
Oh.
The initiation of the three-year-old is the beginning requirement of someday rising up into the ranks of a group that is considered to be the Illuminati. A lot of people think of the Illuminati as being a political group, but in another sense, it's a brotherhood of sodomites. Sodomites feel a family bond, whether they're related or not. Then he says, sodomy attacks the nerves at the base of the spine. Listen up, people. It causes something neurological to happen within the brain. It changes the way the mind works, and it affects the person's mind in a way that nothing else will. Listen up. For a person to be able to develop multiple personalities, they would have to be sodomized between 2 and 4. And this, my friends, is the core of transgenderism. It's a multiple personality disorder. And then he says, sodomy has a spiritual component in it. And it's far more sinister than anybody recognizes. It's the most underrated evil power to the general public. But to the people who are in the know, this is the ultimate rebellion against God himself. This is what they hope to use to gain the whole human race for their side and defeat God himself.
Yikes.
Okay, so there is what is at the core of sodomy. There's nothing natural. Nobody is born a sodomite. Nobody comes out of the womb unless they're programmed while they're in the womb, which this is also happening, but nobody is designed to put their penis inside of an anus. That is not part of the original program. And wherever this is happening, okay, this is the antithesis of the Creator's design, and therefore it is the antithesis of love. It's certainly a basis for a tremendous amount of disease. Because excrement, you know, when you have excrement all over yourself, naturally, you're going to be susceptible, especially if you constantly are putting your penis
sure.
when it comes out. And so when we become ill, okay, that's a sign that we have done something that violates the natural order. Okay, that's the body's way of saying, you know, something is not in alignment with the natural order of creation here, and this is what's causing disease.
Sure. You know, it's very interesting that you bring this up. I knew a couple, and the husband was bisexual, apparently, and he was having all sorts of relationships with men, but he was married, and his wife was constantly getting all of these weird problems. She was always having weird infections, and she'd have to go to the doctor and didn't understand it. And she ultimately died. She had a heart attack. I mean, she had a very bad heart. But I wonder if that, you know, obviously the weird infections had a lot to do with the situation that her husband made her vulnerable to. And they ultimately got a divorce. He married his male friend. And, I mean, it was the saddest thing. I mean, they were church people. They were, I mean, it was just an awful situation.
The contradictions abound. You know, also in my talk, in my DVD set on pornography and the manipulation of human sexuality, I'm revealing the way that we have been manipulated. Basically, the Rockefeller Foundation provided the funding for the Kinsey research.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so this is where the whole sexual revolution starts, and this is where women got the idea that basically we're like cats in heat. You know, we can't get enough. We just want to have pleasure all the time because, according to Kinsey's research, this is what we are. The only difference between women, you know, human females and felines is that when felines do it, they're doing it to create life, and they only do it to create life.
Exactly.
But apparently, the human female doesn't care about life. All we care about is getting off, according to
Wow. Sickening. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the first 2 hours is Janice Barcello. Her websites are birthofanewearth.com, and her blog spot is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And I do have the link to the video on the schedule page so that you can watch the video where she's talking about this particular subject. And she, like somebody in the chat room just said,
I like the way Janice talks. Straight to the point, no pussyfooting around. And boy, that's for certain. And please consider reading her book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth and the Hijacking of Human Love. Anyway, these things need to be talked about. They do. People need to know the truth, where this comes from, and you're getting right to the point, and you're certainly not pussyfooting around.
You know, I asked this question when I was writing my book, and by the way, I'm in the middle of writing my second book about ultrasound, and I've jumped into a rabbit hole. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is a biological weapon, folks.
Oh, and I think it is, yes.
It's going to be infertile. The more you expose them to this, the more damage is going to be caused. There's a lot of problems with this technology, intentionally so. But anyway, when I was writing my first book, this is when I had a simple question in my mind. And the question was, I wonder if the Jews brought circumcision to the United States. I wonder if this is how it started in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing the research. And of course, the answer is yes, this is exactly what happened. But also, there was a takeover of the medical system. And that takeover meant also that there was a takeover of the medical journals. And so lies could be put forth, lies after lies. And of course, there was a takeover in the research, what we call scientific research, like the pedophile Kinsey, who's raping children, literally,
for his
disgustingly satanic research. So this is where the question came up, and this is where my research took me. And this is how God opens my eyes to the truth. It's not an easy truth for me either. None of this has been easy for me, because I'm the same as everybody else. You know, I grew up in the world of lies, in the world of illusions, and I believed it. And now I've had to face so many truths that, I mean, it's changed my life, of course, and I feel closer to God than I ever have, but it's painful in the process. But getting back to this thing about conditioning women, getting to change Americans' sexual behavior, our sexual mores, our sexual attitudes. The Kinsey research is fundamental to this and fundamental to getting women to have lots of sex and lots of multiple partners. And the interesting thing about this is when they have multiple partners, let's say you have more than one partner within 6 months, this thing happens inside the vagina where the sperm wars go.
All righty, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Talk to you in 3 minutes.
On the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.